Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Christ Church. I'm Pastor Greg Pogge, and it's so good to have you here today. And I'm especially blessed to see Camille Peterson back. She's gone out with Ezra now, I think, but Andrew Peterson, our worship director's wife, has been on this long comeback road from a broken ankle that she suffered in a parking lot, you know, way back, and just hasn't been able to get here much with the two little ones. And so good to see her this morning and to hear Ezra calling out for his daddy. Did you hear him? And, you know, that's what worship is all about, isn't it? We come into the presence of the Lord and we call out to our daddy. And that just really touched my heart today. Well, I'm praying that the same rain that we had yesterday, this beautiful rain, is going to fall upon you today in terms of the rain of the Holy Spirit, and that God really speaks to you personally about this topic that I'm going to be sharing with you today. The title of my message is Demolishing Strongholds. And I'm just saying that this is not your normal summer sermon topic. This is not a waltz in, waltz out, have your coffee, say hello, and be on your way kind of topic. But it's the one that the Lord has put on my heart. And so for these next few minutes, I hope to open God's word for you to this issue that is vital to your Christian faith, to your Christian growth, and even more so to you experiencing life the way that God intends it. Now, there are some notes that you have there in your program, and I encourage you to write down some of the extra Bible verses that I'm going to give you as I share this message with you this morning that aren't included there. But I'd like to begin with a question that first requires some real transparency. No, you don't have to stand up and share your heart with the whole congregation, but I would like you to be honest with God and honest with yourself in your own thoughts right now. And the question is this: what battles are you fighting? In other words, where is life hitting you hard right now? Do you know how you can tell? You can think about what situation or topic is most occupying your thoughts these days, causing you the most stress or anxiety, or even keeping you awake at night. What battles are you fighting in your life right now? And then another question that opens up this topic would be, what has a hold on you? That has just a little different twist, but I think you know what I mean. You just start to feel like you're making progress in life with something you're struggling with, a relationship, an emotion, an attitude, a habit, and then, boom, you get pulled right back down into the same old thing by some invisible force, and you begin to wonder, can I ever overcome? I'm sure that you know exactly what I mean, because this is what most of us experience in life. It's because of something called a stronghold. So with these two questions stirring in your mind, let's take a look at our foundational Bible text for this morning from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5. You'll see it on the screen and you have it there in your notes. Please read with me. The Apostle Paul says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Now, I'd like you to underline some words there. I'd like you to underline the words "divine power to demolish strongholds." Do you see that phrase? Underline that phrase, because this is the key to breaking free. You can't get loose of a spiritual stronghold in your life by your own strength. You need divine power, which means the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit working through you, and I'm going to show you how. Now, Webster's Dictionary calls a stronghold a place having a strong defense, a fortress. And from movies like Lord of the Rings, we can picture these amazing walled fortresses that were built in ancient times to protect people from their enemies, right? Can you see those? Well, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul uses the word stronghold to define the spiritual defense system that gets built up in our minds by Satan and his forces to keep us from having the mind of Christ. You see, friends, once God has your heart, the devil has no power to snatch it away. But he can rage a heck of a battle on a daily basis in your mind. Isn't it true? And as it says in Proverbs 23:7, write that one down, "For as a man thinks, so is he." Interesting phraseology. For as a man thinks, so is he. Back to your notes. In his book, Anointed for Business, Dr. Ed Silvoso says, "A stronghold is a mindset impregnated with hopelessness that forces us to accept as unchangeable situations that we know are contrary to the will of God." A stronghold is a mindset. It's a way of thinking that is impregnated with hopelessness that forces us to accept as unchangeable situations that we know in our heart are contrary to the will of God. This is a definition of being stuck in life, isn't it? Spiritual strongholds in our lives will cause us to think and say things like this: "I don't think that I can ever change. This must just be who I am. I guess I'm just a bad person. Nobody really loves me. God could never really love me. I'm stupid. I'm a failure. Life isn't fair. Life isn't safe. People can't really be trusted. They will only hurt you in the end." Does this kind of thinking sound familiar? This is the battle that goes on in our minds for our new life in Christ. Now, this could easily be an hour-long teaching, and even then we would just touch the surface of this topic. But here are some examples of personal strongholds and cultural or corporate strongholds. And remember, a stronghold is the result of a lie that we have come to believe about ourselves rather than believing the truth from God's Word. This leads to stinking thinking, and it leads to bad actions that really rob us of the joy that God intends for our lives. Common indicators of personal strongholds can be perpetual anger, fear or fear of abandonment, shame, a poverty spirit that says, "I can never rise up above my present circumstances," addictions of all kinds, misinformed and misguided sexual thoughts and actions, depression, grief, pride, procrastination, and more. Now, we all recognize that many of these emotions are part of our normal human experience. We deal with them. We process them through the lens of our faith in God and His promises to us to overcome. But when we come to recognize that we're stuck in these emotions I've just listed, and many others as well, that they have a hold on us, it may be that we are dealing with a spiritual stronghold. You see, the devil is sneaky. The Bible says that he prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. The devil is the father of lies. And so, as I said, once he gets kicked out of our hearts, his best strategy is to mess with our minds. And the seeds for many of the strongholds that we struggle with today were planted even in childhood by negative thoughts and attitudes that we developed about ourselves and about the world around us. Does that make sense, people? Here's a couple of examples of what a cultural, or what some call a corporate stronghold, is all about. And these are very common, and literally they're ripping our society apart today. Do you ever look at the world and say, "What in the world is happening here? How come we are so divided? And people seem to be so entrenched in their thinking that every time we begin to make progress on an issue, We get pulled right back down into the same muck. Well, it's because there are spiritual strongholds that can also grip families and workplaces and educational systems and communities and even whole nations. The Bible says so. One corporate stronghold is individualism, which when you get right down to the bottom, is the result of developing a false understanding of who we are and who God is. Andrew was teaching us this even as we worship, that our identity has to be in Christ and Christ alone. And if it isn't, we will tend to become very individualistic, self-centered people. So we look at our culture and we see a whole lot of that going on. People just looking out for number one. We protect our pride, we protect our egos, and before long we've lost the love and the care that should characterize family and community. And this world becomes a very turned inward kind of place. Another corporate stronghold is, to use the church word, would be denominationalism. Others might call it sectarianism or tribalism. Lots of terms used for this one. It's when we get trapped in our minds into thinking that our group, our tradition, our color, our beliefs are the best, to the exclusion and maybe even the harm of others. Now, I'm not talking about the gospel here. I'm talking about what really is false religion. The outcome of this stronghold can be isolation, hatred, racism, war, and even the desire to wipe somebody else off the planet. We've seen it repeatedly in history, and we see it, for example, in the extreme polarization that is taking place in society today in terms of religion and politics. At the root is a spiritual stronghold that has missed the truth of God's word about each person's basic value and the importance of working together toward understanding and cooperation, even where there are differences. And then quick, one more cultural or corporate stronghold is obviously materialism. This happens when in our minds we think more about our physical security and our money and possessions than we do about trusting God and loving people. And our values get distorted, and we can literally become possessed by our possessions. A good way to evaluate this potential stronghold in your life is to ask yourself this simple question: what do I spend the most time thinking about, money or God? So what's the key to demolishing these strongholds and getting the victory that allows us to experience life and freedom the way God intends, both personally and in society? Back to your notes. First, we must fight the right wars. And Ephesians 6:12 is the reference. There it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Friends, you must start by recognizing that there is an invisible battle going on for your mind. And you must ask, do I want the mindset and the values of this world to pervade my life and their lies? Or do I want the truth of God and the mind of Christ? Second, we must utilize the right weapons. And this is a key. Human effort won't do. Self-help books won't do. Psychology won't do. As Paul said, we need divine power, which is God's power, the power of the Spirit, to demolish strongholds. Let's consider four of the key spiritual weapons that God has given us to destroy the devil's grip on our minds. And the first is resurrection. Write it down, resurrection. In 1 John 3, verse 8, it says, "The Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil." Jesus didn't give his life on the cross, people, just so that you could go to 100 hours of counseling or struggle every day and hope to get a little better. Through his death and resurrection, he destroyed Satan and his lies. And when you put your faith in Christ, you are assured of victory. Even though we live every day with the promise of heaven, there's a battle, isn't there? A battle that must be won in our minds. But in the words of my friend Bob Bagney, we must remember that we fight from victory for victory. The only power that Satan has over us is the one that we are willing to give him by doing life our way rather than trusting in God and in his promises. Otherwise, he has no authority. You have to give it to him. A second weapon that God has given us with divine power to demolish strongholds is the Word. Write it down. In John 8, 31 to 32, Jesus told those who had believed in him, he said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth." And what's the rest? "And the truth will set you free." Do you see the connection between the Word of God and being set free from spiritual strongholds? God's Word cuts to the heart of things. It exposes the lies of the enemy. The Bible says that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts to the heart. The reason that most of us are so susceptible to strongholds in our lives today is because we don't know God's Word anymore, and we don't apply it. We've settled for 1,000 voices rather than the one that counts the most. Jesus is not another Dr. Phil. He is the way and the truth and the life. God's Word is a strong weapon to defeat the enemy, and it must become our word, our testimony. In Revelation 12, verse 11, it says, "They overcome him," meaning Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb," that's Jesus' death and resurrection, "and by the word of their testimony." What's your testimony? If you have a testimony in Christ, if you are alive and growing in Christ, you have a power within you to demolish spiritual strongholds. I'm going to be blunt. If you recognize strongholds in your life that have a continual grip on you and are holding you back and causing you to accept as unchangeable situations that you know are contrary to the will of God, you must get into the Word of God and learn how to claim its promises for your life. All right, I'm getting heated up here. How about you? That's what this sermon is about today. That's what VBS is about this week. It's about getting the Word into our hearts and minds, isn't it? Nearly 300 people will be here all week, from the littlest ones to the biggest ones, and we're going to have a blast learning God's words. That's what Bible studies and small groups are all about. That's why we encourage them so much. God's Word is a chief weapon that we must have in our spiritual arsenal to defeat the enemy and break free of strongholds. A third weapon is the Spirit. Write it down. The Spirit. Well, last night I watched old Randy Moss, our former wide receiver from the Minnesota Vikings, being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Colleen and I visited there 3 summers ago, I think it was, and it's a pretty cool place. But as we all know, when Randy was here, I mean, he was a character. He was kind of a wild man, and you wouldn't have had any idea where he was at with the Lord. He had more than his share of outbursts and troubles during his career. But I'm telling you, last night, his speech was amazing. He very sincerely and enthusiastically gave all the credit to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he unashamedly described how the Holy Spirit had set him free from the junk that he had experienced as a kid. And I mean, right there in front of thousands of people, he repented for not being a good father to his children and promised that he is there for them now. And then he claimed the promise of Isaiah 54, 17. He quoted this scripture, which says, "No weapon formed against you will prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you." That's the power of the Spirit at work within us. Randy Moss was taking his stand publicly for Jesus Christ, and it was an awesome display of the power of the Spirit to break strongholds. In Zechariah 4:6, it says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord." Friends, the key to demolishing strongholds is to bring spiritual power to defeat what at the heart is a spiritual issue. And then the fourth divine weapon that I would lift up to you today is prayer. Now remember last week, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks to God in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Friends, prayer, we have to understand, is that point of constant connection and fellowship with God. Remember, no on or off switch. And when we find that in our lives, that is the power source that allows us to rejoice always and to give thanks in all circumstances. If your mind is stuck in any other place than that, you are in trouble. And that's why in Ephesians 6:18, Paul also says, "Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." We're in it together. We're in it together. We're the family of God. But Paul is saying we have to be alert. We have to be aware of the devil's schemes to fill our minds with mud and keep us right down in the muck. But praise God, we've been given divine power through the resurrection, the Word, the Spirit, and prayer to demolish strongholds and live the abundant and free and full lives that God has called us to in Christ Jesus. So back to your notes. To experience this freedom, we must fight the right wars. We must utilize the right weapons. And third, we must defeat the right enemies. And here I want to give you three words just briefly that are all related. You can write them down, and the first is arguments. Arguments. Paul says that we must demolish arguments. Friends, you can't argue your way into the kingdom, but arguments can certainly keep you from God. And most definitely can keep you stuck. Now, I have known so many people over the years who have continued to hold God at arm's length because they approach Him on the basis of argument. You know what I'm talking about? It's as though their attitude is, "God, when you have finally answered all my questions to my satisfaction and disproved every argument that I can throw at you against the faith, then, well, I just might consider believing in you." And the problem is that there is always one more question. There's always one more argument to be raised. This is a sure sign of a spiritual stronghold, and it's why Paul attacks it here. The Bible says that real faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now, asking the tough questions and searching for answers through God's Word, yeah, that's a part of growing in Christ. But we can't let our questions keep us from our relationship with God. If we do, then they represent a stronghold that must be demolished. Now, the next word is an interesting one in our text, and it's pretension. So write down that word, pretensions. Paul says that we must demolish every argument and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Now, we all know that false pretense means coming into something with wrong motives, right? With less than a sincere, honest heart. One wrong motive is to approach God with a "prove it to me" kind of argumental attitude, rather than coming with an honest heart that's seeking truth. Pretense can also mean trying to be something you're not, pretending in a sense to be something you're not, and God can smell a fake a mile away. Jesus challenged hypocrisy in the Scriptures even more than He challenged those who didn't believe. In Matthew 15:18, He said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. This could indeed be an indictment of so much of the Christian faith today. We put on a good show. We try to say and do the right things, but for many of us, our hearts are truly far from God. Friends, you can't fake your way in. So if there's any pretense in your life, it is a stronghold that must be demolished by the spiritual weapons that we have discussed. And then the third enemy listed in this text is what I would call mindsets. Just write that word down. Mindsets. Paul says that we must take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. You see, your mind is really like a computer. It will continue to function as it has been programmed to do. And once our minds are filled with lies and falsities, we can't just make slight software updates. We need a complete reboot. It's called transformation. In Romans 12, 2a, Paul says, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The battle is in the mind. Do you see it? To demolish strongholds, we must change mindsets from thoughts and patterns that represent lies about who we are and what this world is all about to the mind of Christ. So Paul says that demolishing false arguments, pretensions, and mindsets are key to breaking free from the spiritual strongholds that hold us down and ruin our lives. And then number four in your notes is simply this: we must win the right victories. We can't settle for less than God's best. Why would we ever want to, people? As you see in Ed Silvoso's definition of a stronghold, it leaves us feeling hopeless. It leaves us feeling that some things can never change. And worst of all, it leaves us feeling separated from God and alone in our lives. When we demolish strongholds by the divine power of God at work within us, we experience just the opposite. And man, is it awesome! We have real hope. We experience real freedom from bondage to sin and terrible, debilitating, negative thought patterns. We experience genuine transformation. We become new creations in Christ. And yes, we come close to God in ways that we never even imagined possible. For as a man thinks, so is he. So what's your next step? Well, as we close today, I want to encourage you to ask God to help you identify strongholds in your life, and then utilize the spiritual weapons and the authority that God has given you to defeat them. And I'd also remind you that you're not alone. I want to encourage you to draw upon the love, support, and wise counsel of others. Friends, victory is within your reach, but this is a battle that you can't win yourself. It's like we were all born with a set of glasses on, with a faulty prescription and very dark lenses. And we become so used to seeing the world as dark and out of focus that we don't even realize what we're missing. God is inviting you today to take those glasses off and be healed from the strongholds that are destroying your life. Let's stand and pray together now for just that. Well, Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that there are strongholds in each of our lives that we're not even aware of. Well, some of them we know, we can list them right off. We've been doing the battle for a long time, and quite often by our own strength, but there's other stuff that's at the root there that I'm convinced we don't even see. I know I don't see it all in my life, that's for sure. And so, Heavenly Father, we're just calling out to you today because we see in your word that you want us to be free. You want these strongholds destroyed, demolished, so that we can live that abundant life in Christ that you've called us to. And so, Lord, help us to fight the right wars. Help us to utilize the right weapons. Help us to defeat the right enemies. And help us to win the right victories. We call upon you today. In Jesus' name, amen.